Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXX Church. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. In today's episode, we are going to be jumping in and answering this question. If I'm continually sinning by watching porn, did I truly repent of all my sins? That's what I will be discussing today. So make sure you hang in there with me. Recognize that no questions are off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. Without any further delay, let's jump in. Okay, so this question came into our Office Hours page. I know that God still loves me, no matter what I do. But if I'm continually sinning by watching porn, did I truly repent of all my sins? Because I feel that I'm spitting in God's face whenever I slip up and watch porn, it's a huge issue for me and my assurance of salvation. Please help. All right, so we've tackled some of these different things in previous Office Hours, so I'll just get the big ones out of the way. Yes, God still loves you, no matter what you do. If you're his, you're his. The fact that you watch porn or masturbate or even go to prostitutes does not mean you're going to lose your salvation, right? You can't earn it, and therefore you also can't lose it, right? As far as the whole grace thing goes, yes, so grace is one of these things that I think a lot of times we don't understand fully as Christians is, you know, what is grace? Sometimes we feel like grace is a get-out-of-jail-free card, right? Sometimes that's the way we look at it. Sometimes we look at it in unhealthy ways. Well, grace is there, but it's only there up to a certain point. Okay, so grace is unlimited, right? At least God's grace is unlimited. And it's not a get out of jail free card, but yes, part of the grace picture is when you mess up, when you sin, he still loves you. He still has grace for you. The other side of grace is that grace allows you to not do these things, right? Because without his grace, we would just fall for this stuff all the time, all right? But are you abusing grace when you look at porn? Perhaps, all right? I would look at it this way. You could argue, yes, every time you look at porn, you're abusing grace if you keep going back and saying you're sorry. But at least from my perspective, there's a difference between, I guess, let's say accidental abuse and intentional abuse, right? Hey, I'm asking for forgiveness. I really am sorry. Oh, crap, I messed up again. Did you abuse grace? I guess technically, but it was accidental, right? You didn't go out with the intention of abusing God's grace. There's others out there who say, hey, God forgives me no matter what I do. So guess what? I'm going to do whatever the heck I want and just rely on that fact, right? That's intentional abuse. And that's a totally different thing, which I don't believe you're doing. As far as this idea of if I'm truly repentant, how can I be if I keep blowing it? I would tell you that to some degree, no, and to some degree, yes. Let me explain. So in my book, When Shame Gets Real, I talk about the differences between shame, conviction, and guilt, right? And shame is something we should never feel. Shame is, hey, I messed up, I'm a bad person, right? Guilt is when we feel bad about what we did, not who we are, right? And guilt can be good or bad. There are such things as toxic guilt, but guilt can often leave us feeling incomplete. So I feel bad about what I did, and now I'm just going to sit there and pout about it, but I have no other follow-up action. It's kind of an incomplete state of being. Conviction is what we want to go for. Conviction is, hey, I did something bad. I feel like I did something bad, and I also feel the need to make amends, to repent, to whatever, right? That's what we want. We want conviction. It sounds like maybe you're going through that because you are repenting, but repentance, by definition, is asking for forgiveness and then turning around and leaving what you just did. Now, when we're talking about something like lying, yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Hey, I lied. I feel bad. I'm going to make amends. I'm going to ask for forgiveness from God and the person I lied to. And now I'm going to not lie to them again. Pretty easy. When we're talking about something like porn addiction, masturbation addiction, and you might not be using the word addiction, but if you keep going back to it over and over and over again, you know, what else do you want to call it? Yeah, it's a little more complicated because when you're asking for forgiveness, I've been there myself, and you mean it most likely. Like, you really think to yourself, yeah, I want to be done with this. I'm done with this. I'm turning my back on it. Please forgive me, God. And then you keep going back, right? I would say that you're being insincere about your repentance, but you are going back to it, which means that it's not so much intentional, again, abuse of grace on your part. It's more that you're not doing the things you need to do to try to get better. This porn addiction, masturbation, all this stuff, it doesn't get better simply because you're going to try harder. You have to do the things we talk about here each and every week. You got to get into a community. You got to maybe see a counselor, maybe do a course, read some books, do the work. You have to do the work of recovery to recover. It's just not going to magically go away. So that's why maybe you sign up for the Live Free community. Maybe you look at small groups online. Maybe you sign up for the X3 Pure 30-day workshop, whatever. Or, you know, there's other resources out there that aren't ours, whatever. You got to do the work. And so if you keep going to God knowing that you need to do the work, but you refuse to do it and then keep messing up, then I would say at that point, yeah, now your repentance is a bit inauthentic because you know what you need to do to help you turn your back on those decisions and you refuse to do it. Now we have a problem. So fair warning there. I think, yeah, the fact that you're showing conviction is good. The fact that you're going to God is good. No, you're not going to lose your salvation because you blow it or mess up. But if you're not doing the work of recovery, you need to get to that or it ain't going to get any better. So hope that helps. That's all I got for you now. And if you have a question for me that you'd like me to answer in an upcoming office hours segment, go to xxxchurch.com/office-hours and I will answer it in a future episode. That's about it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at xxxchurch.com/office-hours and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then,